we talked about that we need to get better at and learn from the first half, nothing changed. Too many penalties, gave up 7 goals. We talked about we have to find a way to be better defensively as a team. Giving up 7 goals clearly showing that we're not still willing to do that. Scoring goals has not been a problem for us. We scored 5 again tonight. But, you know, we're on the wrong side of a lot of games because we're giving up way too many goals. So, very disappointing coming out of the break. I was, you know, expecting a different result from our group, and, you know, we didn't get that.
Obviously, Yale, one of the lower scoring teams in the country, put a big number on you today. Why do you think defense was a struggle today?
I don't have a real good answer for you. I think we gave up 3 power play goals, and again, that's a problem. Our penalty kill has not been good enough. We didn't give up a ton, even strength-wise, but some of the ones, you know, they ended up in the back row. So right now, you know, we got to find a way to get ourselves out of this. This loss hurts. So we got some time to regroup before we start our, you know, really getting into the hockey schedule.
Any update on Kaplan? He just didn't play again today.
Yeah, he should be good to go for Vermont. He didn't skate all over the break. He's dealing with a minor injury that, you know, he's still not ready to go in this game. And we want him to be ready for Vermont. And, you know, he skated the last 2 days but wasn't ready for this game. He didn't skate at all over the break, so we'll see him first Vermont.
What did you see on the major penalty that called retroactively?
Yeah, I didn't love the call. I thought their guy was trying to run at Tristan, and Tristan was more protecting himself, and I guess he stuck it up high. I haven't seen a real good replay of it that shows that, I don't know, where he cross-checked him, but I thought he was more just protecting himself. So, but again, I don't know. I think we're in double digits in major penalties at this point. So.
What went into the decision to pull Caron there?
I just didn't think he was seeing the puck right. That's really it. Just more of a gut feeling that he'd get maximum.
Obviously, with guys out for World Juniors, no extra skater, Monty goes out. How do you kind of go about for the third period piecing that together when you're down one and coming into it still on the penalty kill?
Oh, it's one game. We have guys that they can handle the extra ice time. There's zero issue there. Guys want to play, they want more ice time, so it's the challenge.
What were you guys working on in practice over this break that you really didn't see coming into today?
We only had 2 practices. It was more just to get going again. We probably talked more about what we need to do. Our guys know how we're supposed to play. We just have a hard time executing it consistently. It's been a huge problem the whole year. But again, it's the discipline and the team defense that is continuing to be the biggest problem.
What would you say is the team's identity right now?
I think we're still trying to find it, clearly. So that's something we have to find.
Take one more. I guess just kind of bluntly, just where do you guys go from here? What's the message to the team after a game like that?
We can't feel sorry for ourselves. We have to regroup. We got a long time here to work on some things and, you know, figure out what we need to do to win hockey games. And what we're doing right now isn't working. I mean, you've seen it. It's worked a little bit at times when we've played the game we're capable of playing. But we've just seen too many games like we did tonight. It's not a good recipe if you want to win important games.